my buttons. My dear Bob Cratchit, you simply must introduce me to your son, Tiny Tim. I have news for him. Tiny Tim! Oh, Tiny Tim!
Oh, fuck!
You're not shorter in my mystic visions.
Yeah, I get that a lot. So what's up?
My dear Tiny Tim, your suffering is done. I'm here to make you my dear loving son. Your days will be grand, your whole life enchanted. Just name anything and it will be granted.
Some pudding to keep my poor hunger down?
Of course, my child, the best pudding in town, with bullets and figs and spices abound. You'll never be hungry with old Scrooge around.
Could I have a warm sweater to keep out the cold?
You'll have that and more, and a new scarf I'm told, and a wood stove filled with better wood it can hold.
Yay.
You'll have comfort and joy until you grow old.
Can I have a bike?
I could splurge for a bike with a comfortable seat and a paint job you'll like.
Can I have a pony?
A pony?
A pony that dances and I could groom, that eats from my hand and fits in my room. And a new set of drums. What else? Oh, I know. A 68 Pontiac GTO.
You might need to stick to things that have already been invented.
Oh. Then can I have a fire engine?
A fire engine? You mean a toy one?
No, a huge fire engine, all shiny and red, that's 40 feet long, that I keep in this shed, with a bell and a ladder and nozzle so pretty that I could set fires all over the city, and people would panic, and children would scream, and I'd put on my helmet and rush to the scene with a clang, clang, boom, get out of my way, I'm here with my fire truck to save the day.
I actually don't think you can buy one unless you're a city contractor or something.
Oh, well then can I have an axe?
An axe?
A huge shiny axe made of strong alloy steel. So the kids at school who didn't care how I feel, who never would ask me to join in their games, and pushed me and hurt me and called me rude names, and mocked my wood crutches and teased me all day, and never would know that one day they'd all pay. And forgot the deep well by the lake outside town, where bodies dropped in or never be found.
You're pretty fucked up, do you know that?
Can I have a dungeon?
A dungeon?
A dreary dungeon built deep underground, with creaky wood steps that I bring people down. Step right this way, sir, there's no trouble around. Then I'd turn out the lights, and they'd scream when they'd found that I'd drugged them and tied them until they were bound by their limbs to a cage where sharp gadgets abound, and the safe room would be the tomb.
Whoa!
I have a lot of anger.
Right. Tell you what. Why don't you write up what you want, cap it at, say, 100 shillings, and give it to your father, and then when he comes into work the next morning, I'll take a look at it.
Yay! I'll go get a pen.
And I'll go get the fuck out of here.